something about nature, right? When you think you can do what you want to do on demand, it always, Mother Nature always makes sure that you know you're not the boss. What works today might not work tomorrow. So I've spent most of my life, when people catch fish, they're excited they caught fish. I always try to figure out why I caught fish. And I always figure out why I'm not catching fish. So on a lake like this, a big lake, if the fish are really biting, I usually go to spots that aren't very good just to see if fish are just biting, or it's all about the technique. Then you just learn more about the next time you come.
Yeah, what are you trying to pass on? Like, you'll flip away to the camp that's fast enough to the next generation?
Well, just basically to embrace the outdoors and, you know, live a simpler life. There's a lot more to life than, you know, a lot of things that happen in today's world. And you just have to, it doesn't cost a lot of money to go out and enjoy the sun and the weather and nature and take a walk. Being able to actually catch some fish and eat them, you know, that's what they're doing now. So they'll eat all the fish tomorrow. So that'll be nice. Something everybody joined in all the work, and then they actually enjoy the, you know, I guess their feat of harvest that they just did here for the last couple days. See that flickering right there?
Yeah.
There's one there, but they seem to be coming in from the side. Off, yeah, right there. Okay, there he is. So just pick it up real slowly. I would say maybe just reel up just a, no, he's still there actually. Maybe just reel it just a little bit to where your line stays up a little higher, because he seems to be coming off the side there.
Like here?
Yeah, so like we want to stay above them. Fish all like to see something above them. They don't really, a lot of fish don't eat anything below them. So if you ever fish them, you fish them from the top down, and you don't fish through the fish. So like you could have like five different fish on there, and if you actually put your bait through all the fish at the bottom, it'll scare them. But if you leave it above them, then they'll actually come up to grab it. Mm. And if one comes up to grab it, sometimes then another one's interested, then pretty soon it creates a feeding frenzy, because they're wondering why their buddies are all going after something. They don't want to miss out, so then pretty soon they all take off. And if that happens, you just keep fishing higher and higher so you can get them to, you know, whoever swims the furthest off the bottom is the most aggressive, and they'll grab it pretty much every time. Then you just catch them on your way down, each group of fish. See anything over on yours?
No.
All right. Did I mark that with my feet when I was over by you? Did I push a little puff of snow together? Right here? It's right here somewhere. I was gonna do another hole. Is it right, like right there? Did I put some snow together with my feet?